The Washington, D.C.-based group Trip reports that poor road and bridge conditions, as well as traffic congestion, cost New Yorkers a total $24.9 billion statewide. Locally, it breaks down to about $1,873 per driver, paying for wear on cars, extra fuel consumed, and damage from crashes in which road conditions are a factor. Trip's Rocky Moretti presented the report at the AAA's Car Care Center in Clarence on Thursday.
The report found that in the Buffalo area, the major roads that people drive on, the roads that people are driving on once they've left their neighborhoods, 14% of those roads have pavements in poor condition, and 33% of them have pavements in mediocre condition. That's critical because we know that repairing roads when they're in poor condition is significantly more costly than when they're in mediocre or even fair condition.
Moretti joined representatives of the town of Clarence, AAA of Western and Central New York, and the Buffalo Niagara Partnership in calling for increased state funding for road repairs, distributed more fairly. Grant Loomis is vice president of government affairs with the partnership.
At the state level, we are currently focused on pushing for Western New York to receive its fair share of transportation infrastructure funding. Western New York receives less than 9% of statewide DOT funding, but our region is home to a higher percentage of state and locally owned roads and bridges.
You can find a link to Tripp's report on our website, wbfo.org. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.